Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about show and tell stories.
Show and tell.
There's a story in this. I don't.
Wait, you have kids. Does Mia, do they still do show and tell?
They, you know, I think you stop in like second. You stop a lot earlier than I remember. Like,
what?
You did it, definitely did it in kindergarten.
Yes.
And then maybe first grade.
But that's it? That's all they do now?
Yeah, because now it's, I mean, the kids, they all have electronics. And so seeing another kid's stuff.
Boring.
It's, lame. Yeah. So I think the show and tell stories, most kids listening are probably going to be like, they don't relate the way we did. I remember doing it till I was like in sixth grade. I think I did it all through elementary school.
Yeah. And we would pre-plan and we do all this stuff. Oh, you wouldn't?
No. I mean, I think I've said this on the air before. I could be completely misremembering this, but growing up in Longmont when it was really small, I think I remember distinctly people bringing guns.
I grew up in a rural small.
Where it's like, my dad got a new 30-06, and it's like, check it out. Obviously, you didn't bring a loaded gun.
Right.
I remember kids bringing a Rambo knife.
Yeah, I remember, yes.
And you're like, look, my dad's new hunting knife. It's like, yeah, cool. Can I touch it? And all the kids would get to touch the knife and stuff, and you're like, what?
We would all disassemble the rifles and put them back together
field dressing. You're like, totally Full Metal Jacket.
I think things have changed.
Skosh. Just, you make the shape of a gun and you're suspended forever.
Yes.
And I mean, we did. I remember kids bringing it. This is my dad's scope. Like,
yes.
It was a different world. Well, a kid just got his dad arrested. The kid brought in, now I've seen it two different ways. The one story says he brought in a bag of heroin.
Wow.
Most of the other stories I saw said it was actually a bag of cocaine.
Okay.
Because he showed off the powdery substance, then he'd rub some on his gums.
The kid did.
Yeah, and said, when I do this, I feel like Spider-Man. Now, I feel like rubbing heroin on your lips would not have that effect.
And heroin's a depressant.
Right.
Coke's a stimulant. I'm going to feel like Spider-Man on Coke.
That's what one of the stories.
He was gumming it.
He was, yes. And so then the package itself had a Spider-Man on it.
Oh, wow.
It was a little baggy. So the teacher figured out right away what it was after she did a couple rails herself. And then she contacted, like, they went to the parents' house and there was a ton of drugs in the house. Lots more of the Spider-Man bags. Oh. There was heroin bags. Dad has been...
She brought a cartel down.
The kids show and tell. Seriously got the dad... I mean, the family's broken up now, obviously. This guy's, I mean, he's a terrible father, but...
Wow. If that kid would have pulled out one of those little liquid beakers and put a little Coke in there and shake it up...
Hold on!
To test the... Yeah.
Purity! Exactly. Is Pablo Escobar good?
Oh my God, disco stuff.
Can you? Right?
Wow.
So what we want to do is, and we've got some other stories, some kid brought like a boa constrictor to school. Kid's family owned a pawn shop and they let the kid, they're like, go ahead. They let the kid or the snake go around in their pawn shop to scare off burglars. So the kid brought it in as his show and tell thing.
Yeah.
But if you were a part of an epic show and tell thing, what was the biggest thing you saw? The weirdest thing you saw? We want your show and tell stories. There was another teacher who wrote in and said, their student brought in a finger in a glass jar.
Okay.
Apparently his father had lost a finger in some sort of, construction or whatever, and kept it. And then he brought,
if you can't reattach it, then just toss it.
I seem to remember somebody, because you lost your appendix, right? They took your appendix.
Yeah.
Did they offer for you to have it? Like,
mine was ruptured.
Oh, so there was nothing left.
Right. They threw it in the scrap bucket before showing it to all the other medical personnel.
Whoa.
They were all marveling at it. But you're right. If it wasn't, they tonsils,
They do
they
ask
to
you.
Offer.
They use. I don't feel like they do
they
anymore.
Can't, because it's waste now.
It's bio waste. Right?
Bio waste. They have to dispose of it legally.
Because I feel like I remember kids bringing in this. This is why I think it's going to be people our age that are doing. Nobody does anything show and tell anymore. Your kids will get
bring
busted.
Bring your finger.
Yeah. Bring. I remember somebody bringing some form of medical in a jar of from like something.
Uh huh.
Like a.
Uh huh.
Or even. Yeah, I don't remember. It was like a, it was like an embryo or something. It wasn't human.
Frozen. They took him out of their mom's frozen.
No, it was like a, it was some sort of like it was like a deer embryo or something. It was like it was a bigger thing, and I don't know if maybe they had killed it again. Farming
right.
community.
Is
and it's
deer.
Like my dad was dressing the deer, figured out she was pregnant, so we just went and got some formaldehyde from Ranch Wholesale because you can. And like
you could.
And here he comes with this like Homer bucket with a. With a deer embryo, and you're like, ah!
That's Longmont.
It's so Longmont. Another kid brought in her brother's dirty underwear.
What?
I don't.
Why?
I don't.
All right, guess what he had for dinner?
Oh, God.
Closest without...
Why?
Because they did pre-plan. That's right. What happened. They just grabbed
it. That is
thing.
What it, you're right.
They just grabbed something.
I remember doing that. It was like, oh God, it's my day.
I'm just giving.
I'm just in my locker, like, ah.
What do I got?
I got a deer embryo. Somebody else brought in a collection of rat tails.
Heck yeah, they did.
Not from rats, but from male members of the family. Who grew their hair out like you did. You had a sweet rat tail.
Yeah, I did. They braided it and then they cut it.
Yes.
Is that what they...
So this was a collection of rat tails that males in the family had grown and then thankfully cut off. So they just came in and splayed out the family's...
I respect that one.
Little white trashiness. Bartown, you from? Aurora. Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Then there was somebody who showed off their webbed toes. Do you remember... Did anybody ever do that?
Like their weird body stuff?
Their body oddity stuff?
I don't... can they just robe and clasp it?
Again, our generation, right. Totally normal. Now it's like, what are you doing? You're harassing the class. It's... What?
Exactly.
The other one that I really liked is the kid brought their mom in for show and tell.
Okay.
Because mom had just gotten a big old tattoo.
Oh,
and so their show and tell was like, here's mom's tramp stamp. Mom, lift your shirt up.
Come on, mom, turn around.
Show them. Where it says faster. So those are our show and tell stories.
Yes.
If you've been a part of one, we would love to hear all about it. Georgia?
Hi. When I was in kindergarten, one of my best friends brought in these cupcakes.
Cupcakes?
Yes. She brought in cupcakes and started throwing them at everybody in the classroom. And it was just the funniest moment because my mom has it on video and it's what she plays every time she comes over to the house.
Fun!
She got the approval of the teacher or was just like, I'll just apologize later?
Yeah, she just started throwing them. It was the funniest thing ever.
Get out.
That's really dark.
I'm surprised 8 people don't get fired.
Exactly. I'm gluten intolerant. You didn't have to eat it.
I just got hit in the face.
That's a really interesting show and tell story. Thank you, Georgia. Stephanie.
Yes.
Show and tell.
Okay. I brought a cow's tongue to school when I was in first or second grade. I can't exactly remember. My dad worked for the Oriental Refinery, and he thought that's where they killed the cows and hung them and stuff.
Yeah.
And he felt that's what I should bring to show and tell. And my teacher, it was in a jar.
Oh, God.
I remember.
Okay.
And everybody looked at it, and my teacher looked kind of, you know, but she took it away from me and put the window up and set it outside.
Because she couldn't have it in her classroom. It was skeezing her out so hard.
It was.
Please tell me you slowly brought the rest of the cow in over the future.
Yes. Next week, I'm bringing in one ear. That's disgusting.
Dang.
We're going to rebuild the cow. Oh, well. Thank you, Stephanie.
Dang.
It's the rural thing,
you're
though,
right,
man.
Yeah.
Somebody needs VD.
Ooh, voice this geyser.
Candy?
Yeah.
Show and tell. This ought to be good. What happened?
Well, I took my brother to show and tell and when he was a baby. And I thought it was really cool that he had a little turtleneck. And so I quickly showed them his little turtleneck.
Yeah.
even though my mom said we're not showing that, but I thought it was really cool. So I, you know.
Uncircumcised.
Oh! Oh! I'm like, I'm thinking like
oh, no,
Steve Jobs no, uniform.
No, a little low.
You showed, oh my God, I wasn't under, how come I didn't know?
Cute.
Uh-huh.
I've heard it called that before.
I have never heard it called that. Could you, thank you for saving my life. Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here going, I don't understand why you need VD to bring your brother in with a collar that a folds down. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. It? You showed the whole class.
Yeah,
how it, wow. I am dead serious. I've never, I don't know how, wow. Like, I've never heard
of, okay. I heard a lady call it that once and I was like, yeah.
Okay, Gina.
Yeah.
Show and tell.
Yeah.
Okay, in fifth grade, I brought my pet duck Henry to school and he went to the bathroom in front of the class and my teacher slipped and fell and we had to call the paramedics and take him away in an ambulance.
Jeez!
You almost killed a teacher with duck poop?
Yes. And we had our class reunion just not long ago and everybody seemed to remember it.
Dang. Any show and tell that involves a copay. Yeah, I mean, that's
my favorite kind. Right. Thank you, Gina. Jeremy.
Yay.
Yay.
Show and tell.
So it was not quite show and tell. My buddy and I were in ninth grade and we had book reports due. So he ran into his dad's study and grabbed the book of Wild Wild West, thinking it was like the movie. So he grabbed, threw it in his bag. We went to school. He stood up to give his book report, didn't even open up the book, opened it up in front of everybody, and a Derringer fell out.
A gun?
It was his dad's, like, hollowed-out gun book?
Oh, yeah, it was, like, made. It was a special edition. And not only did he get... This was just before 9/11 when it happened, but if the gun wouldn't have been loaded, he would just been expelled from our school. But since there was bullets actually in the gun, he got expelled from the school district.
Oh my God, for show and tell.
His parents got to pound a real estate sign in front of their house because of show and tell.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.